Why don't you just share two very quick thoughts from Rav Soloveitchik about Kina Vav, which is the first of the kinos. So first of all, Rav Soloveitchik points out that the kina starts Shavas Suru Meni Shimuni Ochrai. That Shavas means it stopped. It stopped. Our which is a reference to our Simcha. And Suru Meni Shimuni Ochrai, the people who were against us said, "Get away from me, Suru Meni." The dirty Jew, he doesn't want to see us. Sechiyu ma'os. They said, we're literally a dirty Jew. We're repulsive. Dirty Jew is a phrase that's still used. It's still used. You could be walking down a street in Brooklyn and a window will roll down from passing by a car and you'll hear that phrase, dirty Jew. So Soloveitchik points out that the word shavas, that the kina starts with, means that something not just stops, not just that the joy stops, but it stops so quickly. Like on a dime, everything turns. Over Yom HaShvi'i, Shavas Vayinafash. Every malacha is mutter on Yom HaShishi. And we're busy doing malacha after malacha after malacha after malacha to prepare for Shabbos. And then, Yom HaShvi'i, Shavas Vayinafash. Right away. Suddenly. In one of the Agaritas that we didn't get to last night, we only got through that first story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, but in the story of Tor Malka, which appears on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph from the Seches Gittin, the Gemara describes how half of the Tor Malka is Har HaMelech. It's one mountain. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, everything is built on mountains. That's why everything's windy and everything's circly, because everything is built on mountains. That's why you could have, like, a home. It's so strange. You have a home where on one side of it, if you enter, you need to take an elevator to get to the home, and then the backyard goes right out on the ground floor, right? Because everything is built into mountains. So Tor Malka is one mountain, which means one neighborhood. And the Gemara says that half of the people in Tor Malka were celebrating because they didn't know that there was Chorban, and the other half were already mourning. There was already Chorban. And they didn't even, it happened so quickly, they didn't even know what was happening. And that's part of what the Kalir, Rabbi Elazar Kalir, is trying to capture for us, just how quickly everything turned. And often that's the way our Galuyos, even those that were relatively comfortable at some point, have ended. That there was years perhaps of saying, no, things are still good, nothing's good. Even when there were warning signs, yeah, warning signs, but warning sign is not the, you know, that's not the same as actually something actually happening. And then Shavas. All of a sudden it stops. And Soloveitchik also pointed out, and by the way, the positive side of that is Yeshua Hashem is keherifying also. That when things seem really, really bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. I mean, that's the Yisod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And when the Ribbono Shalom wants it to be good, it will be good. And through all the suffering that we see and through all the pain that we see, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can put an end to it in a second. And the other point of salvation makes about Kina Vav, he makes a lot of them, but one more point that I wanted to share, Nafla Odeinu B'tzul D'chuya, that she's fallen to the depths and remains in the depths, and my eyes await the prophecy, the nevuah of Ben Berechia. The nevuah of Ben Berechia means the nevuah of Zechariah. That Odeinu means, it's like Odeinu Tichlena Einenu, that our eyes are just waiting, hoping, when's it going to happen? And it's interesting, Rav Soloveitchik points out that the Kalir refers to the Nevuah Dafka of Zechariah. And the reason he refers to, there were a lot of Nevi'im that had Nevuahs of Nechama, but Zechariah's Nechama was a different kind of Nechama. And the reason is because of the famous Gemara at the end of Makos, of Chavdalar and Beis. Even if you never learned Makos, if you attended a Siyum on Makos, which everyone has because you've been to Bar Mitzvahs before. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lozman Azariah, Rabbi Shua were walking near the Harabayas and they saw a fox or a jackal or something that was right by the Makom of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they started to cry, and Rabbi Akiva, of course, Kedarko was laughing. And they said, I don't understand, how could you be laughing? And Rabbi Kiva said, because there's the Nevuah of Uriah and the Nevuah of Zechariah. And we see from the Pasuk in Yeshayahu the association between the Nevuahs of Uriah and Zechariah is that in order for the Nevuah of Zechariah to be fulfilled, the Nevuah of Uriah has to be fulfilled first. And Uriah's Nevuah was that because of our Averos, Tzion and Harabayis and everything is going to be destroyed and plowed under. And Zechariah's Nevuah is that Od Yeshu Zekeinu Zekeinos Rechovos Yerushalayim, that you'll see elderly people in the streets of Yerushalayim, Baruch Shem and Nevuah that we're already starting to see fulfilled in our days. And Rabbi Kiva understood that one is Talui on the other. So it's Dafka, that contrast, that Shavas, that one to the other. We switch, we flip from one to the other. It's one of the themes of the day, and it's highlighted in this Kina. The theme of the day that, yes, we're suffering and we're reliving all of the suffering of our history, but Shavas, it can switch at any moment, and it can even switch today. It can switch at any time, where this day, Be'ez Hashem, will become a Yom Tov. Shavas, Uremeni, Shemuni, Avra, Ezri, Umar,